third pack of Sukkah Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Shloisha Datin, Shtei Arovot, Lulav Echad, Ezer Echad. Rabbi Shmuel holds that you have to have a minimum of three Adatim, two Arovot, one Lulav, one Ezer, which is the way we are Noyheg. But he says another Chiddush, Afilu Shnayim Ketumim, Ve'echad Einu Kotum. He says that even though the Hadatim, two of them were cotton and one were not. Two of them had the heads chopped off, one were not. So the obvious question is, what are you talking about? If you hold that cotton is possum, then you have to have three that are not ketumim. If you hold that it's kosher, then they could all three be ketumim, because there's no problem with being cotton. So the Mara says that this Rabbi Shmuel was not the same as Rabbi Shmuel in the beginning of the Mishnah. In the beginning, he held you need three adatim. Now he holds. That you need one hadas, and therefore, since you only need one hadas, it's an extra two hadas and a ketumim. It's still kosher because they're not necessary. But if they're all ketumim, it's possible because you, in order for the hadas to be kosher, you need one that's not kosher. Now, v'tapenoyim afilu shloshtom ketumim. The tapen is more lenient, and he says even all three have their heads chopped off as kosher, and he holds that you do not need hodah by hadas. Even though we said before there's some hekesh between the esrog and other medium, he learned that you do not need hekesh by hadas. Rabbi Kiva Oimar, Kishem Shilul of Echad, Esrog Echad, Kach, Hadas Barava Echad, Barava Achad. Rabbi Kiva holds that you need one of each of the other medium. We have a mitzvah pasuk like the original Rabbi Shmuel, that you need three hadas and two arovos, one lulav, one esrog. We mentioned by the hadas that if the rosh is chopped off, is a discussion if it's possible or not. And the mitzvah, the mechaber pasuk, that if the top of the branch is chopped off, it is still kosher. Even though by the lulav and the arava it's puzzle, but the way hadas grows is the leaves cover over the branch and therefore it's not so recognizable in their patterns of kosher. But he brings that there are those that are machmir, and the Ramah says that it's a proper thing to be machmir, not to use hadas in that have the ropes chopped off, the head chopped off. I'm asking that if the heads are chopped off, hadas is possible. We mentioned by the hadas that if the rosh is chopped off, is a discussion if it's possible or not. And the mitzvah, the mechaber pasuk, that if the top of the branch is chopped off, it is still kosher, even though by the lulav and the arava it's puzzle, but the way hadas grows is the leaves cover over the branch and therefore it's not so recognizable in the patterns of kosher. But he brings that there are those that are machmir, and the Ramah says that it's a proper thing to be machmir, not to use hadas in that have the ropes chopped off, the head chopped off.